If someone only watched your life, but never heard your words, what would they say you value most in life? The Apostle Paul explains the way he lived his life in his first letter to the Thessalonians. In chapter 2, he writes, "You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you believers." Notice those three words, holy, righteous, and blameless. These aren't just impressive. They describe a life shaped from the inside out by the message he preached. The gospel shapes our conduct. It's worth focusing on each of these words. Holy points to being set apart, living differently because you belong to a different king. Righteous speaks to right dealings with others, fair, honest, just. Blameless doesn't mean sinless. It means living in a way that gives no legitimate ground for accusation. Together, these three words describe a life that bears the mark of the gospel it proclaims. Paul didn't separate belief from behavior. What he believed about Christ shaped how he spoke and how he treated people. And that's how the gospel works. When you understand that Christ has forgiven your sin, it humbles you. When you remember his patience, it softens how you respond to others. When you realize you belong to him, it begins to reshape your priorities, not all at once, but steadily from the inside. Jesus didn't come just to inform us. He came to transform us. The grace that saves us is the same grace that begins changing us from the inside out. That's not pressure to perform. It's the natural result of belonging to a God who is making all things new. So, if the gospel is real in your life, it won't remain abstract. It will begin to show up in very practical ways. Is there an area of your life where your behavior hasn't caught up with what you say you believe? Bring that behavior before the Lord this week. Ask him to let the truth of the gospel shape that area so that your life reflects the message you hold.